For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Bronte Hill.
Oh, baby! What is happening? What is happening? Good morning, everybody, here on the Tuesday morning. As we try to lick our wounds from that loss to Kansas City, we got the Warriors on deck tomorrow night. And Portland cannot wait for the Dubs to be back. We got NBA basketball today. We had a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. We just had Baldy on. We played Jerry Rice for you. Dalton Johnson's coming up. We got a lot going on. Maybe the overnight dancers did make some coin last night.
We got Bronny tonight, Bonte. Bronny James. No? No one?
Look for the crickets.
No? No? You'll be locked in. Stop. You'll be locked in for Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Anthony Edwards.
I love my basketball. You know that. You know, I love some NBA hoops.
I'm going to tell you, though, with this time, and I don't have to tell you because you actually worked the games late. The 7 o'clock tips or 7:30 tips are tough for your boy.
7:30 tips are tough.
It's very difficult for our schedule.
I loved when the Warriors moved shifted to 7 o'clock. Oh, my God.
That extra 30 minutes makes a massive difference.
You have no idea. Anyway, good morning to all the teachers getting ready for school. Everybody in traffic. If you're in traffic, drive safely. All the overnight dancers. All the truck drivers. Janitors.
Fall is in the air, Bonte. Do you feel that? You got Halloween in a couple weeks. Baby Chaz got her costume already, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She's got her costume. She's Elsa.
Okay.
And it's going to be Anna. And I'm going to be Kristoff.
Oh, Kristoff's great. Love Kristoff.
I wanted to be Olaf, though. I wanted to be a snowman.
Oh, Kristoff's got the good song, Frozen 2, Lost in the Woods. It's a banger.
We got through Frozen 2 finally, but we don't know the songs yet.
Okay.
We're still stuck on Let It Go, Love is an Open Door, I Want to Build a Snowman.
Okay.
So we actually had a concert in the house last week.
Nice.
And Chestnut does a really good job doing the Let It Go. She takes the glove off. She throws the crown. She does it all, the theatrics. She's all about it. So we got our costumes, man. We got our costumes. Nice. We're running the road for Halloween. By the way, I never got your opinion on this. Because we had, what was his name? Was it Frank in Atlanta who said he lived 25 minutes away from Magic City?
I think so.
Was his name Frank? Whatever his name
he
was.
He knew the minutes. That's the funniest part. Not the miles. Not anything. He knew the minutes.
He said he had the wings and he saved himself saying, yeah, I was there about 15 years ago. The wings were good. How do you feel about the Doobies being hosted at with the overnight
team? I mean, as long as sales is cool with it, I'm fine with it.
See?
I'm all about the dollar bills, Bonte, just like the overnight dancers.
You know, the acoustics in those clubs are just always phenomenal. I always wonder, how did they get the acoustics so good? The sound system's unbelievable. Crystal clear. You hear the DJ. You hear everything.
Kind of like us here at FM. Crystal clear FM.
Yeah, it's like that in the overnight dancers club. And by the way, somebody texted earlier.
I think her name is Crystal Clear, too. So there you go.
Diamond. Porsche. Porsche.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Mercedes.
This is where Joe Chatsky is. So, Bonte, did you hear what Baldy had to say about Brock Purdy? He gets so uncomfortable. It's so funny.
That's why I do it.
It's so funny.
That's why I do it. You gotta know. I was going to say, somebody texted in. They said they had a Doobie Award intro. Text in. I lost your text. I saw it earlier. So, Yeah.
We love it. We got so many intros and stuff, too, with the rejoins. I had people setting stuff for the pregame show on Instagram. Yeah. Shout out to pregame show Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. with your boy Joe Spadoni here. But I got so many people sending that. We had people for the morning roast sending them.
How about this? Somebody sent this text, 917. What a boring show. Niners, Niners, Niners. Does this station realize that one of the biggest events in sports is happening on Friday? Ohtani versus Judge. Yeah, that's Friday, Yankees-Dodgers. I'll wear my Yankee hat on Friday. That's fine. But right now, we're trying to lick our wounds. Hey, 917, Brendan Ayuk just tore his ACL and MCL. Deebo Samuel's in a hospital with pneumonia, right? Right then and there. We need to stop right there. Got no wide receivers right now. Got no wide receivers who could separate. Did you hear 917? Ricky Pearsall. There was only five other wide receivers who was worse than Ricky Pearsall in terms of average yards of separation. And I'm not even trying to get on Ricky Pearsall. It's his first game as a rookie. But all week long, I heard people who were in the know. Ricky Pearsall does this. Ricky Pearsall does that. Ricky Pearsall does this. Well, I saw if Ricky Pearsall gets Kansas City Chiefs, maybe the best defense in the league. But they put his they put their hands on him, and they rerouted him every time. I mean, it was not pretty.
It's the NFL. Sorry, Major League Baseball. You take a back seat to not only the NFL, but to NBA, too, this week. Yeah. Sorry. There's a reason they're playing on Friday night. It's because they can't dominate and they can't compete with everything else that's happening this week. Yeah. So, yes, we're talking about Brandon Ayuk. We're talking about Brock Purdy. His worst game as a professional, by the way, Brock Purdy. And Brian Baldinger joined us last segment. Yeah. Bonte, he was the one that brought up the contract talks.
Yeah.
That this is a big year for Brock to get paid. And you're going to start having some hard truths in some difficult situation and talking points this season when it comes to his bad performances. And you've seen multiple bad performances now against the two best teams you've faced.
Yep.
The Minnesota Vikings and the Kansas City Chiefs. Those are the class of each conference right now.
No doubt.
And you didn't look good against them. And that's a problem.
No, you didn't.
When I want to pay you $60 million.
Well, that's another thing. And there's some murmurs after the game that I heard from. It was like, you sure you want to do this? Sure, you don't want to just tag them? That's something we'll get to a little bit later. Oregon Dave, call back. We didn't even, I don't even know if you, I don't think we hung up on purpose. Oregon Dave, call us back.
He's on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, we'll give you a call back. He said he got hung up on. Call us back. We'll get you on the airwaves. Somebody thinks that, somebody says that.
You're right,
lowering, it got me rattled.
I think
you're lowering the quality of the show by hosting it in a gentleman's club.
It got rattled.
I don't think it's going to happen anyway. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's definitely not going to happen.
It's probably not going to happen. But why not push for something you want? Why not try to do something creative around here?
I appreciate you.
Right here in the studio?
You know, we're talking about Kyle Shanahan needing to, you know, go away from the vanilla and be more creative. I appreciate you trying to be more creative, Bonte Hill. You got to think outside of the box sometimes.
Sometimes
you know?
You do. Thank you, C. Spadoni. You're kind of like my man.
Out of the box.
Let's go to Vince. He wants to talk about throwing outside of the box. He wants to talk about throwing it outside. Vince in the city, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just listening to Baldy, and talking about the congestion over the middle of the field, which is where most of the pass plays seem to be directed. It makes a lot of sense that nothing's open because guys can't get open. Plus, you're running them right into the other defenders. So you asked earlier, what do the Niners need to do on offense to start getting better? And, you know, it is attacking the flats in that middle out route. But we see it. We see it with Brock on these deep throws. He just might not have the arm strength to really get it there. I've noticed over watching when he does get connect on those out routes, he's throwing it before the guy's already starting his break because it takes that much time for the ball to get to that spot.
Mm.
You see these deep routes where he's open on these go routes like to Cowling. You know, if he could have had like maybe a few more yards on that ball, he's to the house instead of having to stop and then he gets tackled and it's over. I remember calling it even before the UCL injury. There was a play-action pass. It was like the first season that he was actually playing. There's a deep play-action pass where he threw it to B.A. down the left sideline. I'll never forget it. It was a great throw, but if it was the same thing. If he could have led him just a little bit more, that probably would have been a house call instead of getting tackled at the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the issue, and Kyle may have been covering it up. You know, with running everything over the middle. I mean, he kills it over the middle if George Kittle's running down the seam or he's attacking the middle of the field. That's a mismatch. But with the receiver, I don't see it as much. I see him usually airing the ball. Debo's had to climb the ladder multiple times. Juwan Jennings had to climb the ladder multiple times. Mm-hmm. And they kind of take big hits over the middle, which is where he likes to throw it. But I don't know. If we need a quarterback who might be able to get it outside. I'm not saying Brock is not the guy.
Right.
I don't know if he's the guy, but I'm not saying.
Vince, you make some very, very good points. Maybe he just doesn't have the arm strength to get those throws there. Maybe he doesn't have the arm strength to get the ball deep down the field. You know, we heard some beat writers talk about he has no weaknesses. Well, I saw him not leaving Kittle and Cowan on a deep route.
No weaknesses?
No. I mean, he underthrew those passes. You don't underthrow those passes, maybe you get 14 points instead of 3. Because think about it. He hit Cowan deep. You're down 21-12, but you end up throwing an interception. You hit Kittle deep, but guess what? You had to settle for 3. So, Vince is maybe on it. He's throwing the outrights with the anticipation. The arm strength is something. I focus on that arm strength a little bit. It's not all the way there.
He
doesn't have the strongest arm in the world.
He doesn't. And that's not the end-all be-all, because he has shown that his mind and his accuracy can get you near a Super Bowl trophy. So we understand all that now. That was with Christian McCaffrey. That's with the healthy wide receiver. That's with a lot of help around him. Everything was perfect last year. You heard Steve Young talk about it when he was on with Jim Rome. We played the sound. Hey, everything was perfect last year.
Perfect.
All right? Everything's not perfect this year. This is when you pay a quarterback, and this is what you expect. You expect some wins when everything's not going perfect around you. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Guy got $500 million. I'd say he's more than lived up to that contract.
Yeah, I think he may be worth a billion.
Yeah, right? Like, that's how impressive he is. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's ever going to be Patrick Mahomes. Brock Purdy has been a very, very good quarterback. He was an MVP candidate in his first full season in the NFL. All we are discussing here on this show and all season long is if he is the dude going forward. And the notion that we can't even discuss that anymore. There's people thinking that we can't talk about.
You know what, Spadoni?
He's already set in stone. He's the future.
Can
he's
I say
all
this?
This.
I don't give a damn. I don't really give a damn anymore about what people think about, because I've walked back and said this, and I felt the heat with the whole Burrow conversation. The hell with that. I'm going to assess my quarterback the same way I assess Trey Lance, the same way I assess Jimmy Garoppolo, the same way I assess Jeff Garcia, Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. The list goes on and on. Brock Purdy's a quarterback of an iconic franchise that's had two of the greatest quarterbacks ever play in this uniform, Steve Young and Joe Montana. You want to talk about, go back to Frankie Albert, go back to Frankie Albert. When I go to John Brady, go to John Brady. I don't care. I'm going to assess the quarterback from what I see. And what I saw on Sunday was an atrocious performance. The first interception. What the hell did you see? Kittle wasn't even open anyway. And Justin Reed said, I'm coming over the top. This is easy money. Easy money. The player, Ronnie Bell, immediately Shanahan said, no, that was on Brock. That was on Brock. When everybody was ready, because everybody's scared to criticize Brock, so let's go ahead and blame Ronnie Bell. Easy whippy boy to blame, right?
It was a hell of a play for Ronnie Bell. You heard it from Baldy. He had created tremendous separation.
First down. Boom. 14-12. You're getting into the field goal range. So I don't want to hear this stuff about you can't criticize Brock Purdy. If we're thinking about making this guy the franchise guy and giving him over $200 million, then we need to see something. We need to see it. You can't just be great when you got great players around you. You need to be great when the chips are down. We saw it with all the great quarterbacks in the past. When you don't have your playmakers, how can you manufacture points with your offense? And that's what we want to see. So if we're going to be talking about how this guy gets 60 and this guy gets to hell with that. We can criticize. We can have constructive criticism. We give Purdy credit when credit is due. And damn it, when he doesn't play well, we're going to talk about it. So ain't nobody afraid to not talk about it when Purdy does not play well. He didn't play well. It is what it is. What you want us to sugarcoat it? I'm not here to do a sugarcoat job. Come on.
Do you still got faith in Brock, though, Bonte? You got faith that he can turn this thing around and elevate the talent around him?
He's a good quarterback.
Okay.
He's a good quarterback. But is he a great quarterback? I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Here's what Baldy had to say about his performance against the Chiefs.
I don't understand the interception to Ronnie Bell. Like, I don't know. Like, it looked to me like Ronnie ran the wrong route. But yet Kyle and Purdy both said that he just sailed the ball. But, like, he wins on the route. He comes back to the ball. He gets separation. But the ball is, I don't know where he's throwing. He doesn't have an occluded obstruction, on his face or anything. He's got great protection. It looks like a routine throw to the sidelines, and he sails it on Ronnie Bell. That didn't make sense, but you're right. You know, the go route to Kittle. You know, he gets behind Justin Reed and, it should be a walk-in touchdown. And he underthrows it, and so it's just a big chunk, but it's not a touchdown. Same thing to Cowan. So, like, he looked off from the very beginning. I haven't really seen him play like that. Now, I think I've seen every one of his games and watched and studied everyone, but I haven't seen him, like, they just looked flat as a group. But, he's got to be the leader.
So that's on his performance, all right? Now, here's what Tom Brady whispered to Baldy before the game. What's his thoughts on Brock Purdy? What does he think? That's what Baldy said.
He thinks he's got some restrictions with his arm. He's got some restrictions with his size, okay? You know, you're at 6'1". You're not going to have the view that Brady had at 6'6" with an over-the-top release. He likes his ability to move. He likes his ability to process. But, you know, the arm's never going to probably get stronger. He does have good instincts. As far as he was telling me a story about, I asked him, like, can you coach pocket awareness? He's like, absolutely not. He goes, either you have that or you don't. I think he's got that. You know, his physical prowess, he's not going to get any faster. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get any taller. His arm's probably not going to get a lot stronger. So that's what you have to work with. And so there's some limitations. Like, Mahomes never has to worry about his arm. You know, when he's 40, he's going to be able to gunsling that thing right in any direction. Like, he's not gifted like that, but he does have a pocket awareness the way Patrick does. You know, and he probably doesn't have the stick accuracy on the move to make every single throw when it calls for that, like the way we've seen Mahomes do for 8 years.
So that's Baldy on what Brady told him about Brock Purdy and how he feels about Brock Purdy. So now I'm thinking, when we talk about the lack of separation, because we're going to take the calls here. We're going to get to Dallas, San Diego, and Tony and Santa Rosa. We got more Baldy sound here, Spadoni. But with the receivers' lack of separation and with the vanilla play calling, what we feel like is vanilla play calling from Kyle Shanahan, maybe it's not so much on Brock. Maybe Shanahan needs to get a little more creative and put Brock in better situations to succeed. What do you think about that?
It's definitely the conversation, right? Is it Shanahan or is it Purdy? You're going to have people split on the subject, but it seems more like it's 70-30 with the fan base right now, just judging from the callers and texters. It's a lot of heat on Kyle Shanahan because this is his baby. He's the architect. He doesn't want his quarterback audibling. He thinks he has the answers to the tests. Mm-hmm. And we're going to stick with our guy because you know what? He's got us so damn close multiple times. He knows more right than he knows wrong. Mm. But this is where it gets a little tricky now because you don't have Christian McCaffrey. You don't have Brandon Ayuk. You're not going to have Deebo Samuel, who's fighting a pneumonia. We'll see with Juwan Jennings. You got George Kittle, but you got a lot of guys right now. Let's see what you got, Shanahan, because you know what? You moved heaven and earth to go get Trey Lance, and you pivoted off him real quick for this guy named Brock Purdy. Right. And I get it. He came on the scene, didn't lose a game, got you the NFC Championship, freak injury, he was out, and then in his first full season, he was an MVP. You looked like a genius because he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that comes the burden of expectation. And the expectation is now that you are so smart with your play calling that you could hide the deficiencies of everything around you. Because he's been able to do that at times with the offensive line, right, Bonte?
Yep.
We talked about this ad nauseum. Oh, man, he's just, you know, he doesn't need to draft guys in the first round. Why? He can find guys in the second or third round or the fourth round and mix and match, and he can have them sit for a year. Like he got lucky with Dominic Pooney this year. I'm not going to say lucky because he drafted him high, and he's ended up being a pretty good pick, all right? But, you know, he's gone through that over the years, and he's been able to hide that. I don't know if you can hide wide receiver deficiencies.
Yeah, no,
there's one thing with the offensive line, but with the wide receivers, you're going to have to see your quarterback be put in situations where he's going to have to trust dudes that he doesn't want to have to trust.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to build that trust quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very curious how this is going to look going forward.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a Shanahan blame game? Is it going to be a Brock blame? Well, because it should be tied at the hip, though, right?
Yeah, no, we're going to do the Shanahan blame game and Purdy blame game. Right now I'm looking at Shanahan saying, how can you be the creative mind that we all think you are? You know, you've been labeled a genius. You've been labeled
He's
boy wonder.
He's going to have to earn that.
As Guru says, Jedi. Well, you know what? Can you create and scheme open these guys? Can you scheme open Pearsall? Can you scheme open Juwan Jennings? Can you make some plays for Jacob Cowie? Can you make something happen for Jacob Cowie? He's going to have to play. And that speed should not be on the bench. Jacob Cowie has elite speed. The way he got deep, I get this guy on the edges. Get him on the perimeter. Jet sweep something, reverses. I don't care. But Shanahan, for one, Spadone, he's got to get more creative. There's no doubt about it. And Purdy has to take advantage of it. This is Purdy's time now more than ever to say, this is my damn team. There's no doubt about it. Pay me my money because I am the guy.
And this is where you better start hitting on your draft picks, Kyle Shanahan, because you know what? You've whiffed a lot when it comes to first-round picks and re-signing your first-round picks. Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa are the only two that he's re-signed from the first round.
We're going to see about this first-round pick.
We're going to see this first-round pick and Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
We're going to see about Jacob Cowing. We're going to see about Ronnie Bell now going forward.
Well, Ronnie Bell.
He's going to have to step up.
He's going to have to step up right now looking at the big money players.
Correct.
And Ricky Pearsall's a first-round pick.
Yes. You've invested this, and you better start hitting on them, because you know what? You whiffed badly on Trey Lance, and you got Brock Purdy, and no one batted an eye, right?
Well, it saved some careers around here.
Right?
That's what it did. Brock Purdy saved some jobs around here.
Depth is going to get tested now more than ever.
I keep seeing this text, and I see it, and I've seen it like five times today, and I've seen it all over Twitter. Comcast Business Text Line, before we get to Al. Kyle versus Spags and Andy Reid on 5. Kyle versus Brian Flores. Is he on 3? Because Brian Flores on 3? I thought it was on 2. Could be. Hey, we know
about Schwartz. The last 2 years.
We know about Schwartz, 1 of 8. And he gets Eberflus. No, Chicago comes to town later in the year. Eberflus with the Colts, D coordinator, monsoon game, shut down the Niners off. Somebody texted us this a couple years ago when they lost to Chicago in a week one opener. In the second half of both of those games, the Niners' offense got shut down by Matt Eberflus.
So they're both in monsoons, but yes.
Just bookmark it. All right, let's go to Al in San Diego. Al, what's happening? They were both monsoons, too. That's crazy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up,
Al?
Can
you guys hear me?
We got you, Al.
Yeah, you know what? I've been looking a lot at the Baldy's breakdowns over the first half of the season, and you know, a recurring theme is that receivers are not getting open. Where does Brock... You know, where can Brock go with the ball? It's been a recurring theme, and, you know, even more so this weekend, you know, his cut-ups are showing, you know, the Chiefs defenders, like, knowing and base guarding, you know, our receivers. So, you know, that coupled with Brock leading the league in tight window throws, to me, it's Shanahan, you know, needing to really beat these defensive coordinators. I feel like they have a beat on him. You know, in the film, that's what it shows, guys. So, you know, I love Shanahan, but I feel like he really needs to step up his games and be more creative.
It's a Shanahan problem then, huh, Al?
Tell me why was there only 2 runs to the right side the whole game and a bunch of runs to the left that only netted 2 yards each except for a Mason 30-yard run?
Wow.
Why was that? Why was there only 1 screen pass the whole game
that netted
8 yards Cowing?
You're so right about that. You're so right about the screen. We talked about it yesterday. I said, did they even run a screen? And they ran the screen to Garendo.
Sometimes the run game's not going to be there, but you know what? How you supplement that? Quick passes.
Quick game.
It's so apropos that you saw Tom Brady, and you looked and you heard him talking about Patrick Mahomes, and I know you were there. Sorry, I keep referencing this. But it's just so true. Those Patriots teams and these Chiefs teams, they supplement the lack of a running game with quick passes.
Yep. Which is an extended running play.
Correct. Dink and dunk. That's okay. It doesn't have to be this long, winding play, boot to the right, play action. It doesn't have to be this difficult.
Andy Reid, just on one subtle play. Kareem Hunt comes in motion. He's at the bottom of the screen. They're empty. And it's a 3rd and 3. And Mahomes just hits him quick. Boom. Get a blocker in front of you. Boom. 4 yards. He trucks over D-Winners. D-Winners misses tackle. First down. Just a little subtle play. 3 yards. Extended running play. Quick game. We talk about the quick game. Just get the ball in the playmaker's heads. Quick. Hot. Something. If the run game's not working in the trenches, tackle to tackle, then give me some more screens. Give me some more hots. Give me some receiver screens. There was none of that on Sunday. Oh, my gosh, the lack of creativity with the offense on Sunday was awful. More coming up here. Tony Santa Rosa wants to talk about Brock Purdy. Dennis at SF thinks the Niners have another issue. Can't wait to hear about that. And Austin in San Francisco is, I got to hear this. You know what he's asking? When do the 49ers wave the white flag with Brock Purdy? He's there with the white flag of Brock Purdy. I can't wait to hear that. That's coming up here. Brought to you by Inn at the Tides. Fall is magical in Bodega Bay. Breathtaking views and captivating sunsets at the Inn at the Tides. Come experience it all with fall midweek specials. Rooms started, just get this, Pinotti, $249 a night. And it's a beautiful hotel through November 24th. I may need this escape. You can book your escape now. InnAtTheTides.com.
This is Ori Creole Cookie from Oakland, California. And it's plain to see, can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
All right, Oreo Cookie. Everybody out there texting, Comcast Business Text Line.
Dr. Seuss couldn't write anything better than that, right?
No. YouTube, Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Go ahead, get a bank for a low auto loan rate. For a low-rate auto loan, I should say. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. They're really good. Help you out, man. I love me some First NorCal Bank Credit Union. Love you, Credit Union. Anyway, Dalton Johnson is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Discuss the Warriors. Warriors insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. Warriors reporter / insider. I don't know what his official title is. I just call him Petaluma's Finest.
Dalton's an underrated name. I know a couple Daltons in my life.
Dalton
Great
Jeffries.
Guys.
Dalton what? Jeffries?
Sure.
Who
that's,
else?
That's about it.
That's the only Daltons you know?
Well, he was really bad for the A's and Giants, Dalton Jeffries, but...
Darren Dalton?
One of my brother's friends growing up was named Dalton. I don't know his last name, but he was cool.
I don't know!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do I even know anymore?
I think we had a promo guy that I worked with here at 95.7. His name was Dalton, too.
Oh, yeah, the promo guy. Yeah. I do remember him.
Yeah, I think it was Dalton Wicks.
Dalton Wicks. Yeah, skinny kid.
Yeah,
Dalton Wicks.
Yeah, he's a funny
guy.
Was
he a Raider fan, too?
No, he's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's right. He was a weirdo.
Yeah.
Dalton Wicks. That's right. He was a weirdo. Oh, man.
Hope you're listening now.
You know, we get a lot of texts here. Jason from Vancouver, Washington. To your point about quick passes, when was the last time you saw Brock throw a slant pass? Could Kyle work some of those in with the speedy cowing? It always goes back to Kyle Shanahan, and the lack of creativity here. What will he do to adjust to his personnel? Or will Kyle be stubborn to say, you know what, this is my system, you guys better run it. It's on you guys to execute. Or is he going to adjust his system? Is he going to adjust to his personnel? Like, when you got a guy like Cowing, and if Pearsall's quick, and he's got good short area quickness, and, you know, you got Ronnie Bell. I know how people feel about Ronnie Bell, but he's got some wiggle, too. Just get them the ball and let them get in space and operate and see what they can do.
I would like to see him utilize Purdy's legs more, too. Like, well, I get
you've
it.
Seen he's, a lot of that,
yeah,
though.
I have. Well, a lot of it's been kind of off the cuff, though, mm-hmm. I feel like. It's been more improvised from Brock Purdy himself. Maybe you lean into some of his athleticism a little bit. I understand he's not Lamar Jackson. I understand he's not Josh Allen. I'm not saying that. Just sprinkle some in every now and then, like a little RPO or a little pistol format. I don't know. We're trying to get creative here, right? Yeah. That's the problem. It's too vanilla. Whatever you're doing right now is not working. Again, I'm trying not to overreact too much, though, Bonte.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs are number one in defense. They have the best defense in the NFL. There's going to be a big gap between what you see from the Chiefs and what you see from the Cowboys this week. Now, Micah Parsons is
a beast.
He's back. He's legit. He is scary. He's not Chris Jones. They do different things. But that run defense is putrid for the Dallas Cowboys. I expect them to try to run it again, maybe be a little more creative with their running schemes, I don't know. Try to feed Jordan Mason, get back to that play action, get them to bite, because I know the secondary of Dallas does not like to tackle.
No, they don't tackle. They don't
Diggs,
tackle. But
Diggs
but,
is soft.
But yeah, they don't like to tackle. However, you may not have Deebo Samuel, who's one of your better tackle breakers.
I don't think they're going to have him, yeah. I mean,
we may not see Debo until we go to Tampa Bay.
Are you going to recover from a pneumonia within less than a week? I don't think so. That doesn't sound healthy.
Oh, my gosh. How did that happen?
How was he on the sideline, by the way?
That's what I was saying. I don't even know. Yeah,
Did he have a mask on?
I know a lot of people were saying, oh, they're trying to say, oh, man, you shouldn't assume with Debo. My thing yesterday about Debo was, if you're sick, just stay in the locker room. Because the optics of what fans assume and certain medias assume is that, wait, he's on the sideline going back and forth, up and down the sideline. Why is he doing that? Especially now that he had a pneumonia and he got checked in Sunday night, I would have rather him be there inside.
I'm not trying to compare the NFL and locker rooms and the NBA to our everyday lives, but like we get people sick here all the time. Stay home. Yeah. If you get one of us sick, you get Bonte sick and Chasky sick, and now it's a trickle-down effect.
Yep.
You start infecting other people, and you see that once it comes to wintertime, the flu season, COVID, all that sort of stuff. Just don't mess with it. That one was a head-scratcher for me.
It was very strange. Let's get to... Who's been on hold? Let's go to Tony in Santa Rosa. It's got something on Brock Purdy. Then we're getting Austin and Dennis. They got something good. They got some interesting comments as well. Tony, Santa Rosa, what's happening?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. I'm blessed. Tony, I get to do this for a living, man. I'm blessed.
I took an edible last night, Bonte. I woke up in a coma. Felt like I was the Black Rip Van Winkle, except I woke up with a George Clinton hair, man.
Oh my God. Why'd you take the edible? What was going on a Monday?
Well, you know, I ain't puffing as much. I only took a little bit of it, but damn.
Oh, you
got a hold of me.
So you're watching football. You know what you were watching. The grass looked really green on the screen, huh?
You seen that? I was just watching the rest of that Cardinals game, but now we're in third place, but it's all right, though. But, hey, when I was listening, you was hitting at everything I was going to say. I don't know what happened to the screenplays. We need to do something a little bit different. We got different guys in there. We got, like you said, Jacob Cowan. Let's throw a little screenplays to him. Let's get back to them little end-arounds and them jet sweeps. Some of that creative stuff where you don't have to go deep. We're going deep so much. We're passing so much.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to the run. What's with the play action under the – is, like, Brock not still comfortable under center? Because they stopped all the under center play action.
Well, they ran play action on the first interception. They ran the play action. It was beautiful play action. But Kansas City didn't bite. Everybody was covered. And he forced it to George Kittle. He forced it to George Kittle. He should have just thrown it out of bounds. It
was a
bad decision, bad throw, Tony. I'll let you come down off that edible, man.
Yeah.
Call us back tomorrow, man. You sound loaded.
It sounded like he was just finishing the end of that Chargers and Cardinals game, which ended 12 hours ago. ESPN Plus.
Hey, man, this show is unbelievable, man. So much calls you get.
Hey, it's the morning roast. Come on, Monte.
It's the morning roast.
Come on.
You're not lying about that. People are down on Shanahan. Listen to this before we go to Dennis.
They should be. It was a horrible performance.
510, Comcast Business Text Line. Please stop with suggestions for what Shanahan should do. He's like a teenager. If you tell him what to do, he definitely won't do it. He's got to figure it out on his own. Well, we're not telling. Shanahan doesn't listen to us.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. He's going to do what he does. But what about Brock Purdy? We'll get to Brock Purdy because I'm getting some comments and texts about Brock Purdy that I cannot believe after one game. Dennis in San Francisco. Dennis, what is the real issue with this football team, Dennis?
How you guys doing this morning?
Stupendous.
You guys covered a lot of stuff. The drafting is horrific by Shanahan and Lynch. I've said this before. I don't know what Lynch is doing there. Is he just there to help out Shanahan? Because Shanahan seems to have all the power. And they're drafting. One of the reasons why their defense is so inept right now is because they're drafting so horrible. For years, they haven't done well at the top of the draft. They've been lucky on the bottom of the draft. And for us to think that Purdy's the problem is a joke. The beginning and the end of all this is Kyle Shanahan. I've been rooting for him. I want to see him do well. I'm a huge Niner fan. I'm a native San Franciscan. I've had season tickets since the Kezar days, but I gave them up. I gave them up once they moved to Santa Clara. But anyway, I think that, you look at what happened at the game. Mahomes didn't have a good game either. But the thing about it is Kansas City has their stuff together. You know what I mean? You can see the difference between the two teams. Our team on offense looks unorganized, and it just doesn't seem, obviously we're missing McCaffrey, but it just, it doesn't look the same. I don't know. It's been very inconsistent, and it's not Brock's fault. Shanahan's lucky that he got Purdy. Otherwise, if I was the owner, I would have sent Shanahan packing for that Trey Lance debacle, and we've got no depth on the team. We need an offensive line. Our defensive tackles are getting pushed backwards.
Well, I think they don't have depth, Dennis, because of the top-heavy contracts they have. Think about it. Trent, Kittle, Bosa, Warner, Juszczyk, Ayuk, Debo. They've got a lot of big money players.
Yeah.
Where that affects your debt, Dennis?
Right. They do, but Bonte, but what's about the recent drafts? How many years do they have these guys before they have to pay up? Three or four years?
Yeah.
Where's the draft? Where's the guys that are coming behind them? There's no defensive lineman. They need an offensive tackle or two.
Yeah, no, they missed on the defensive line. They missed on the defensive
line,
Dennis.
Drake
Jackson, Kinlaw. You're right about the D-line, Dennis. The depth on the D-line has definitely been affected. And you can let Armstead go. He walked.
Right. And it's just like, so they haven't replaced guys, the positions I think that they need to replace in the draft or get depth on. There's no backup tight end. There's no backup offensive lineman. Where's your backup defensive end or defensive tackle? There is none because they're not drafting. How many running backs and receivers has Kyle drafted? Where's Ty Davis Price? Where's Trey Sermon?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's Trey Lance? You know what I mean? Where's Dante Pettis?
Well,
you know, you can go on and on and on. Look up their draft.
Listen, I'm looking at it right now, Dennis. And I know you're fired up. Thanks for the call. I like Dennis.
Jordan Mason still has the second most rushing yards in the NFL.
Yeah, I like Dennis. He was an undrafted free agent. But Renardo Green is making an impact this year.
Yes.
Malik Mustafa is making an impact this year. Isaac Grendel's made an impact. Jacob Cowling, we're screaming for him to get more screen passes.
Mustafa.
Tatum Bethune is not bad. Tig Brown is starting. Jake Moody kicked 250 yarders in a damn Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Now, Latu was a bust. Daryl Luter, we'll see about. Robert Beal's done nothing. D Winters, we'll see about.
We'll see.
Brayden Willis was inactive. And Ronnie Bell's had a rough go. All right? Now, the 2022 draft was saved by Brock Purdy.
And that's a big hit, though.
It's a huge hit.
That's a massive hit.
It's a huge hit.
Guy was an MVP candidate in his first full season. So I get. And Dennis is trying to say, oh, well, shit, it's Shanahan. He got lucky with Brock Purdy. I was like, you got to give some credit there. Like, I know he listened to his guy, and people were saying it was Brian Greasy or it was Mike Shanahan, whoever it was. They liked him, and they drafted him, and they had the wherewithal to, you know what? Trade Trey Lance, get rid of him, you stick with Purdy, and it paid off. But this whole notion that Brock would still be Brock without Kyle Shanahan, I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
You've got to give Shanahan credit for the development of Brock Purdy.
31 other teams had a chance to go take Brock.
And they didn't.
Now, as far as the Trey Lance draft, 2021, okay. You drafted Trey Lance third overall. But you got Aaron Banks in the second round.
It's a hit.
Right?
Starter.
You got Trey Sermon in the third round. Didn't work out.
No.
Ambry Thomas didn't work out.
Yeah.
Jalen Moore still on the bench. But you got Deommodore Lenore in the fifth round.
Starter.
One of the best slot corners in football.
Yeah.
Talanoa Hufanga was an all-pro. Saw him before the game. His wrist was, but he was in good spirits. Elijah Mitchell was serviceable for a while. So you're going to have misses.
Those are four
There's
starters
no doubt.
Out there.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You look at 2020. You only have five picks. Three to five was Brandon Ayuk, Colton McKivitz, and Juwan Jennings.
Starters.
Javon Kinlaw, is McKivitz a very good starter?
Serviceable. That's what we will say.
Get in here, Carter.
Honestly, though, it's so impossible to pick defensive linemen after the first 15 picks of the draft. Like, it's just such a crapshoot.
Well, even in the first 15.
Well,
that's the problem. They've whiffed on the number three overall
five,
pick of Solomon Thomas.
Six,
they whiffed
seven.
On Javon Kinlaw.
100%, but they filled the defensive line pretty well in the past. Charles Menehue, DJ Jones. They've picked up good players,
no
considering.
Doubt. No, I'm with you, Carter. I'm with you. They've had some decent drafts.
But right now, it's starting to feel thin.
All right.
It's very thin on the defensive line. It's very thin on the offensive line. And it's very thin right now in the wide receiver core. So I understand Dennis's frustration. When everything's going great, it seems great. And you have all the depth in the world. And then when everyone gets hurt, that depth gets tested. And right now, it's getting tested. Feliciano's out. Yeah. Right? You got Juwan Jennings out. You got all these guys in different parts of the playbook. You got Javon Hargrave out for the season. Like, there is part of this, too, that the hangover part that we all kind of skated around, and no one likes to talk injuries because injuries are ifs and buts and candies and nuts. We'd all have a Merry Christmas. Shout out Lo Neal. But that's part of the Super Bowl hangover. Injuries happen.
Injuries happen.
You get all the way to the mountaintop. You have a short turnaround. People get hurt. And that's what we're seeing right now.
You know, this is funny to me. We're going to get to Austin because I can't wait to hear what Austin has to say. 510 Comcast visits text line. Why are you guys afraid to criticize Kyle Shanahan? Tell me you don't.
Hold on.
Let me just say this, Bedotti. Tell me you don't listen to the show without telling me you don't listen to the show. I'll repeat myself. There was a time 3 years ago where I got a call from 49ers. They thought I had something personal against Kyle Shanahan. That's how much I was going at Shanahan. But I'm not going to sit here in this chair after four championship games in 5 years and two Super Bowl appearances.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'm not going to do it. The guy's been winning with the 49ers. He's won at a high, high level. And they haven't lost the locker room. And they've played deep into January in four of the last 5 years. And you guys just want to just fire him? I'm not. Look, I say some ridiculous things. I do.
The top guy on the market.
No doubt about it.
Wouldn't even be close. Some coaches would get fired just to get Shanahan.
Miss me with, hey, let's go hire Ben Johnson. You didn't know who Ben Johnson was until last week.
No.
All right? Miss me with the Belichick stuff. Y'all told me Belichick was long in the tooth and he was washed. Now you want Belichick? Shut up. 510. Who are you guys afraid to criticize Shanahan? You don't listen to the show. Wrong station, buddy. Austin in San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, Austin.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, my question is when is it time to raise the white flag for Brock Purdy? Everybody figured him out. Him and Kyle Shanahan. And then one more thing. Did anybody show up for camp this summer? Did anybody show up besides Fred Warner and Jennings?
What? Wait, Austin, real quick, before you go, who's everybody's figured out Brock Purdy?
The NFL, everybody figured him out. Mr. Irrelevant, everybody figured him out.
The Seahawks didn't figure him out last week. He diced him up.
He's throwing ducks around, getting people injured, throwing in double covers, throwing the Kittle, and overthrow, and y'all blaming him.
Let me ask you this. Well, Roddy Bell dropped the pass and hit him in the chest. The guy was acting like he was playing volleyball, spiking it into the dirt. Austin, in San Francisco, you said, when do we wave the white flag with Brock? What do you mean? I got to get it. That's what I – you want to wave the white flag with Brock? You think it's time to move on to another quarterback? And I ain't
looking like Jimmy G out there. Hold on.
So you think he looks like Jimmy G?
Yeah, he do. His little brother.
Oh my God!
No arm power, really. Like it's just a little version of him. That worked for Kyle Shanahan with him and Jimmy G. How many quarterbacks, Super Bowl quarterbacks, we go through until we get one?
Okay, I'm taking over here. Flush this guy. Yeah, sorry. Never had a season like Brock Purdy had last season. Jimmy Garoppolo does not have the scrambling ability of a Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo does not have the decision-making of a Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo is not close to Brock Purdy right now. Stop it. Full on, stop, end of story. Jimmy G did some good things with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. I'm not trying to rip on the guy, but to compare the two quarterbacks, I think, is laughable. Last week, Brock had his worst game as a pro, and there is so much overreaction these 2 days because they played the best defense in the NFL.
There's nothing like
losses. The Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL right now. Stop.
Oh, stop, man. This is crazy to me. This is insane. This is why I say the kiddie table. Like, where's this comment at? Where's this comment at where he says Shanahan has plateaued as head coach?
What? I thought you guys were supposed to be called the faithful.
Oh, here it is.
You guys
415.
Are in a lack of faithful.
No, no. Here it is. 415.
Faithful.
Here's 415.
There's no faith when it comes to the 49er fandom right now.
415. Kyle Shanahan's run is over as 49ers head coach. He has plateaued here, and I think it's time for a change. The team looked defeated before we even started the game. Team didn't look ready to play. The play calls are horrible and so predictable, and to the point that it's really been embarrassing. He's been here long enough for us to get it accomplished, and it just hasn't happened. He just lost in the Super Bowl in overtime.
The front running right now with this fan base is unbelievable.
By the way, that call from Austin wasn't good. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net.
The front running, Bronte, now is unbelievable with this fan base.
You know what? We got Dalton Johnson in 9 minutes. We'll get to some Warriors. We'll break that down. We'll get right back into the Niners.
Speaking of front running.
who? The Warriors? We're front running. What are you talking about? 4 championships only last decade. Front run that. Get on. You mean front running like the league copycatted our whole system out here in the Bay Area?
Well,
switching everything on defense?
It's time to adapt.
Copycat league.
It's time to adapt.
And guess what? You're going to get the Let It Fly Warriors, baby. Them three is going to be flying this year.
Oh, yeah. Woo! See that defense.
We'll see. Just, you know, don't worry about us up here. We got this.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
All right.
Warriors going to be all right. They won 46 last year.
They're going to have their honey deuces.
They're going to have their honey deuces. The honey deuce is the official drink of the U.S. Open.
Thanks.
Love me some honey deuces. I love me the U.S. Open. Tennis,
you
baby.
Do.
Tennis. You know I love me some tennis. We're getting tennis right now. Let's go to, let's go to JT in Oakland. JT in Oakland, what's happening? Jimmy G's little brother.
Up,
what's up, JT?
What's up, fella? How you doing, man?
JT, hey, I don't know. I'm losing my mind a little bit. I'm losing my mind.
Hey, I'm not even a Niner fan, man. I don't have a dog in a fight, but your Niner fans are funny, man. You guys have been blessed to have a great team the last 5-6 years. You have a 3-4 little slow start. You got 10 games left. What are you guys complaining
it's unbelievable.
About?
It's unbelievable.
By every other team in the league. It's crazy. I mean, you got young players. You find out about your youngsters, but hey, stick with them. If you're faithful like you guys claim to be, you got to roll with the punches, man. That's just the way football is.
That's it. That's all. You're right. That's it. That's all, JT. Yeah. JT, hey, who you root for? You root for the Raiders?
No, I'm a Steelers fan, man.
Steelers?
Hey, Russ. You know, let Russ cook.
Hey, you know what, man? It is what it is, man. Football is a game of inches. You know, one or two plays can make a difference of a game that happened on Sunday with the Niners. So, and y'all just stay with your team, man, and I think you guys will be all right.
Niners should be 5-2.
That was way too of a rational take for this show.
Yeah,
this morning.
No, probably.
Can't
probably.
Have that.
Well, you know what?
Oh, God.
You know, I'm going to go rat-a-tat-tat real quick. We got Dalton Johnson coming up in 7 minutes talking about my Warriors. Dalton Schultz, a good Dalton. That's right.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one from the 503 Comcast
have
Business Text Line.
Have a good year
line.
With the Texans.
Yeah, have a very good year. A lot of people watch Shanahan and Pretty God. It's blowing me away. It's really blowing me away. I know this guy. I know how this guy feels. TC in Sacramento.
Oh, I love
you
TC.
Know how he feels.
Top of the morning, Bonte Spadoni. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you. Where are you?
Yeah, where you at? You driving in traffic like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a win. I'm on the road, Bluetooth. Hey, y'all got me better?
Much
yeah,
better.
We got you,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
We got you.
Okay, yeah. Now, listen, we can't scoff at the fan base that's out on Shanny. I've been preaching this, bro. Like I told you, Bonte Spadoni, what happens in dark always comes to light. And that's the truth, bro. Everybody is starting to realize, I don't want to hear about these NFC four of the last. No, bro, we haven't won. This guy's not developing no quarterbacks. He's not drafting the right quarterback. He ain't calling the play calling. He getting lemon booty. He's folding in the most important games. He can't beat a great defense. Everything has to be his way. He's turning Brock into a pumpkin. I know Brock had a bad game, bro, but he's turning Brock into a pumpkin, telling him where he has to throw to, who he can't throw to. He can't check at the line. I don't need to draft offensive linemen because I can block you enough with my scheme. Bro, get out of here, bro. I'm done with Shanahan, bro, and I'm done with people who want to keep backing him up like this dude is it. I want Ben Johnson, bro.
Oh,
Ben Johnson.
Over flush the this guy. Get now. Stop. What are you doing?
Ben Johnson.
Ben One Johnson. Game, and it's ben the Johnson. End of the world.
Ben Johnson, man.
Oh, my God.
Contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. Justin San Jose. Justin San Jose, I don't even know where to go from here. Justin San Jose, what's happening? This is
I'm on my way to the office right now. I just about had it with these fair weather fans, man. I've been a fan since '98 in the Merton Hanks Chicken Dance days. Yeah, let me tell you something. If you fire Shanahan, you have 27 teams calling his phone by 10 a.m. I'm sick of it. Shanahan didn't have a wide open Sanders in the end zone. Jimmy G threw it right. basically into the stands. I'm sick of it. Shanahan didn't fumble the ball just shy of the goal line 2 weeks ago. I'm sick of these Fairweather fans, man. I've had it.
You know what, Justin?
Thank you.
He didn't drop the ball that Ronnie Bell – he didn't drop that pass. Ronnie Bell did. You know? He didn't give up Kitaine on the punt team. Malik Mustafa did on the big punt return by the L.A. Rams. He didn't get beat by Tutu Atwell deep down the sideline.
Nope.
That was Charvarius Ward. So I don't know what
Shanahan didn't fail to pick up the block, which caused Purdy to get hit and throw that pick. Like, come on. Like, tell me you just started watching the 2019 without telling me you just started watching the 2019. Thank you. That's all I have, guys.
There you go.
Hey, you know
He's
what's funny?
Part of the faithful. He's got faith.
Hey, man. It's wild. Let's get these two calls for Dalton Johnson, man. It's wild.
This is off the rails. We need Dalton to have some rational takes here, please.
Kevin in the EPA, East Palo Alto, stand up. What up, Kevin?
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's up?
Big fan of the show.
Thank you, brother.
What do you call it? All right, look, I want to keep it 100, right? What happened to the faithful, man? It's 3-4, 7 games in the season. There's plenty of season left. You guys act like Purdy has never stood to the occasion. You know what I'm saying? Injuries, some of these injuries aren't forever. You know, how dare you guys try to compare him to Jimmy G? Like, come on, man, that's two different caliber quarterbacks, right? Everybody acting like, Purdy don't got an arm. Okay, that's true, right? Jimmy G, man, come on, man. You couldn't have him throw ice in the trash can, bro. Let's keep it honest. You know what I'm saying? And also, everybody trashing on Shanahan, like, look, he hasn't been on his T's and Q's, man. But it's not like the Niners never turned it around. You know what I'm saying? Faithful got to stand up, put faith in the team, you know, and expect the players to do what they do. And Purdy, too, he got to take initiative. You know what I'm saying? It's still plenty of season left. Yep. It ain't over. And mark my words, Niners are going to go crazy. Niners are going to go crazy. I'm going to be the only one to say, you guys don't call me crazy, but I stand on it.
No doubt.
Well, I'm not going to call you crazy because they get back Christian McCaffrey. They get Deebo Samuel back, Juwan Jennings. Like,
we'll see.
Well, we'll see. Like, that's the thing.
I don't
know
about Christian McCaffrey because if they lose a couple games, would it be smart to bring Christian McCaffrey back?
Again, we'll see. It's going to be they will have to earn it this year more so than any other season if they are going to get back in contention. They will have to earn it. You got the Cowboys. You got the Bucks off a bye. You got the Seahawks, Packers, Bills, Bears. That is a gauntlet. That is a gauntlet.
Spadoni loves a plus button, man. He get that thing quick. I get
like playing it
leeway,
more.
Man.
I wish I could play it.
Yeah, I know. Ben Johnson. The Ben Johnson thing is the Ben Johnson thing. Nobody was talking about Ben Johnson last year. We were talking about Detroit. Remember, Detroit's coming. Dan Campbell, they got Glenn, they got Ben. Nobody gave a damn about Ben Johnson. All of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, let's go get Ben Johnson.
And Ben Johnson had the arrogance to not take any, like,
which
job
I agree
this offseason. Because
I
don't like any of these situations, actually.
I don't blame him. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants Ben Johnson.
Stop.
Joe in Santa Rosa. Joe, what's happening?
What up, Joe?
Hey, I just want to say, one guy said about Shanahan, every team in the NFL will be looking for him, okay?
Yep.
If we fired him. It's so stupid to say that. First of all, I just want to say this. If we would not, our defense would not give up the game to the Cardinals and the Rams, we'd be fired.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.